Please be seated. May the peace of God be with you all. Menyanyi metu jumpa namanya mi adewa. Beloved of the Lord, this morning our theme for the sermon is re-examining our practice of Christianity. Re-examining our practice of Christianity. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful that you are a God of grace and mercy to us. Father, one of the chief means of your grace to us is your word. And how desperately we need to hear it this morning. We pray that you will open our ears and write your word upon our hearts, that we might live in light of it, knowing its comfort, peace, commands, and grace. In Christ's holy name, we pray, amen. So once there was a boy who lived in a small town. One day he walked into the drugstore, let's call it CVS, and asked the manager to use the phone. So the manager gave him the phone. And this was his conversation on the phone. "Is this Dr. Anderson?" The boy said, "Well, I was wondering if you would like to hire a boy to mow your lawn and do your errands for you." "Oh, you already have a boy? Does he do a good job for you?" "Oh, so you're satisfied with him?" "You are? Thank you, Dr. Anderson." And the boy hung up. And then as he walked out, the manager called him back and said, "I think I can make use of an enthusiastic lad like you. I'll give you a job." And the boy said, "No, I already have a job." So the manager was kind of baffled. "I just heard you ask if somebody will hire you, and I'm willing to give you a job. But he said, no, I already have a job. You see, I was just calling to check on myself." Amen. "I was just calling to check on myself." Or a friend, Nipomban and Juman, and you don't share Juman, and you don't have a friend, nor share there. A Juman or you know. Oye ana, amen. The idea of checking on yourself is a good way of thinking about self-examination that we're going to be talking this morning. The Apostle Paul admonished the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 13, 5 to 6. 2 Corinthians 13, 5 to 6. Paul said, "Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you? Unless, of course, you fail the tests. And I trust that you will discover that we have not failed the tests." Self-examination is needed if we are going to grow as Christians. If we're going to grow as Christians, we need to every now and then pause and examine ourselves. And why do we do this? In examining ourselves, we find the areas in our faith which are strong. And we also find areas that need improvement. So how do we examine ourselves? See, self-examination is not pleasant, right? It's not pleasant. You are looking at yourself hard. You're being honest with yourself. You're being honest with your shortcomings. Then you are resolving to grow in the areas which you fall short. I believe this is inherent in what Peter said in 2 Peter 3:18. That was his instruction. Media, I need you to work with me. 2 Peter 3:18. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. But grow in the grace and knowledge. Grow in the grace and knowledge. Our starting point in self-examination is prayer. We need God's help if we're going to have an accurate understanding of ourselves and where we sit with him. It requires prayer. This prayer would ask God to expose our faults and our shortcomings so we can confess those faults and seek to improve in the areas that we fall short. The psalmist prayed in Psalm 26, verse 2. Test me, O Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and my mind. That is the kind of prayer that you need to pray, that I need to pray, that all of us need to pray. And in Psalm 139, 23 to 24, David also prayed a prayer. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. You have to pray that prayer. Ask God to search you. Search your heart. David also said in Psalm 51:10, create in me a pure heart. That should be your prayer. Create in me, O God, a pure heart and renew a steadfast spirit within me. What is the kind of prayer you pray? See, in this verse, David is asking God to give him a new heart that is full of love for God. A heart that has hatred for evil. David is also asking God to renew the spirit that is in him so that he will always, always obey God's word. David Rubon Paden Yan Kupon Oman and Sasa Ma own tomb Unzinya Mina Kwando. Amen. Self-examination after prayer continues by looking at the mirror. Look in the mirror. And that's what our second Bible reading talked about. James writes in 1:22 to 24, Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror and then he turns away and he forgets what he looks like. Amen. And finally, the real test of self-examination is looking at our actions. We can pray, we can read the word, but we have not examined ourselves if we never compare ourselves to the word of God. See, Jesus said in Matthew 7:16, Jesus said, "By their fruit you will know them." By their fruit you will know them. And John the Baptist said this of the Pharisees who he baptized in Matthew 3:8. He said, "Therefore bear fruits worthy of repentance." These two scriptures teach us a principle. And the principle is that the proof is in the fruit. Amen? The proof is in the fruit. You need to look at your life. And ask yourself, what fruit am I bearing? What fruit are you bearing this morning, beloved of the Lord? You see, there are some Christians out there who believe that if you cannot speak in tongues, then you don't have the Holy Spirit baptism, and therefore you are not saved. You must exhibit at least one of the gifts to be seen as a saved Christian, to be seen as someone full of the Holy Ghost. But I think they got it all wrong. You don't have to speak in tongues to be filled by the Holy Spirit. Amen. You don't have to. Not everybody will speak in tongues. It's okay if you don't speak in tongues. It's easy to fake the gift. It's easy to fake the gift. But it's very, very hard to fake the fruit. Did somebody hear me? Amen? I said it's very difficult to fake the fruit. It's easy to fake the gift. Right? Pepper, no matter how it looks, whether green or red, whether round or slim, it's pepper. Right? That's the fruit. It's pepper. Tomato, whether it's round, little, green, red, it doesn't matter. It's still tomatoes. You can fake the gift, but you cannot fake the fruit. Amen. Character is character. You cannot pretend forever. This morning, we are being encouraged to re-examine our practice of Christianity, and there are repeated instructions in the scriptures that point us in that direction of self-examination. 1 Corinthians 10:12 says, "So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall." Be careful that you don't fall. Paul warned the Corinthians to be careful that they do not develop an inaccurate picture of themselves. You think you speak in tongues, so you are righteous. You think you speak in tongues, so you have the Holy Spirit in you. Yet when you open your mouth, what comes out stinks. Amen. Our third scripture reading said that it's not what goes into you that defiles you, but what comes out of you that defiles you. Amen. You can only know if you're judging Christ's body right if you're examining yourself. Our lives, our conduct, our character. Amen. You need to ask yourself, do my actions show reverence to Him? Is how I'm living my life consistent with the teachings of Christ? This morning, I want you to ask yourself, do my actions show loyalty to Jesus Christ, whom I proclaim to be my Lord and Savior? Galatians 6, 3 to 4. If anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. If you think that you are a prayer warrior, you lead prayer, yet in your hidden life you do other things, you deceive yourself. So you're there, Bokola, and see, a sofu, but the Suma say, Ezibon, because nobody sees you. You are deceiving yourself. Amen. I want to close my sermon this morning by giving us a few diagnostic questions for our consideration as we examine ourselves. Do righteousness and godliness characterize your life? Is your speech wholesome? Do you regularly read the Bible? Or it's only when you are in trouble that you pick the Bible? Or you bring it to church only on Sundays? Do you consistently pray? And do you consistently pray with the brethren in the congregation? Corporate prayer is very important. Friday nights we say, come together, let us pray. Let us lift our voices as one unit and see God's face. We don't show up. We don't show up. Yet we go to other people's lines and we sit there and we hop from one line to another seeking the same prayer that has been given to you. One way is ban wo fie amo enzi and na mkofu wo fie enezi di wo ban. Amen. We need to stop, beloved. We need to change. There's a new wave. Mount Zion, there's a new wave coming. God is about to do a thing, but He needs you to respond. Is your worship faithful? Or is it sporadic? Do you tithe faithfully? Or you give reasons why you should not tithe? Are you thankful for your blessings? Or resentful that others have more? Are your professed values properly aligned to your daily practices as a Christian? Is your heart right with God? These are the questions we need to ask ourselves. Self-examination can be unpleasant, but it is necessary. It's necessary because without self-examination, we live life without knowing where we came from and where we're going. We just exist. In fact, isn't it self-examination that brought you to the gospel? Isn't it? You sat there and you reflected on your life and you realized that you need Christ in your life. Was that not self-examination? So now that you have Christ, why don't you do a self-check-in to make sure that you're walking right with Him? Why not? And when you made that decision to see God's face in your life, to see Christ, what came with it? Salvation. Right? The outcome was salvation. Philippians 2:12. If you can project out for me, Philippians 2:12. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Beloved, this morning, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. You can only do that through constant self-examination of your Christian practice. That is the only way you can keep in step with Christ. Amen. Lord, prepare me to be sanctuary. Say, Lord, prepare me to be sanctuary. Even as we sing this song, I want you to submit yourself in prayer. The word of God has come to you. Examine your heart. Examine your walk with Him. I want you to pray that the Lord will help you have a proper and honest self-examination. Ask the Lord to order your steps to live an acceptable life unto Him. To rekindle that fire that you had in you when you became born again. God, to fill you with His Holy Spirit, that fire will keep burning. That fire will keep burning in you. It will not die. You need that fire. We all need that fire. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word that has come to us. We pray, O Lord, that you yourself will help us have an honest self-examination. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, O Lord, to guide us to walk the path that is righteous unto you. Keep that fire in us burning, O Lord. Let us have that desire more than ever before to exude you. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.